by Captivate in chat. Me. Stella, this is Lois. What do you mean? Am I calling with one of my scary stories for kids? This is big news. That heart thing's still growing. Hello, rewrite. Give me Regan fast. Min short, Regan. This is Lois. Listen, it is still growing. No, it's the truth. The corridors choke with living, crawling flesh. No, no, no. I'm not drunk. I'm telling you the truth. That little piece of flesh they grew in the lab? Now it's jamming that building all inside the space of an hour. You've got to believe me. It's the greatest news story of the generation, and here you argue with me. I tell you, it's gospel. You've got to believe me. The only hope is to burn the building to the ground. It doesn't matter that I am just a stringer and still in high school, a reporter. Experts say burn it to the ground, I tell you. Okay, send over a cop. What don't you understand? For some reason I cannot even imagine, it'll be twice the size it is now long before they get here. It will break open the building. Minutes later. Professor James. Colleagues, it was in my institute that this horror began. If you give me a chance, perhaps I can stop it. Yes, what is your question, Doctor? Dr. Vogel. Tell us first what that monster really is. Professor James. Yes, I will. It's a great, ever-growing, massive flesh. I tell you, that massive flesh was a chicken heart we kept alive, which for some reason is undergoing constant, rapidly accelerating growth. With every passing hour, its growth is doubling. Do you know what that means? Professor James. If it is now one square block in size, within 30 hours that cannibal flesh will have increased in size to one square block to the 30th power, in 30 hours every inch of this whole city will be crushed under that moving flesh, within 60 hours it will have covered the entire state, within 2 weeks, the entire United States. You asked for the National Guard. I say call up the entire military for active duty. CNCC broadcast. All ready, troopers. All hoses will now flood that thing with water from all angles. Professor James. What good is water? I told them the only hope is artillery. CNCC. All National Guardsmen, report to your armories. Major Barnes. Battery in position, sir. General Sims. Yes, but it's useless. Professor James. Yes, it has grown too large, and it grows too quickly. The flesh is already engulfing the guns, they came too late. Professor James. You all right, Lois? I sure am glad I located you. I stalled as long as I could. Another 10 minutes we couldn't take you off that blasted protoplasm, or whatever it is. Me. I figured. Professor James. It must stop growing. See how the protoplasmic gray edges jump away. The government must send bombers. Poison gas. Me. Oh, listen to me. If you remember, only a handful of days ago I asked you for your prophecy of the end of the earth. A lot has happened since then, Professor James. You remember my answer, my prophecy, cessation of rotation. Me. Mighty big sounding astronomical theory, but now this is reality. My editor still says it is probably just more of my scary stories for kids. Professor James. Lois, the end has come for humanity, not in the red of atomic fission, not in the glory of interstellar combustion, but in a chicken growth experiment. Me. No, no, we won't die. We can't die. We'll find a way to fight this. Professor James. I am ready to give up, Lois. Maybe it's useless to fight it. Me. You can't just quit. You are the expert on this growth experiment. Dr. Vogel. Wasn't there anything that seemed to inhibit its expansion in a laboratory? It's like we have to fight something from another world. Dr. Vogel. Perhaps that's the way to kill it. Professor, have you ever read H.G. Wells' book The War of the Worlds? Professor James. I see where you're going with this. It was the pathogens, our Earth's microscopic germs, that destroyed the invaders in that story. Vogel. Yes, Lois, perhaps the chicken flesh might die from exposure to something like a bird flu virus or a bacteria. Dr. Vogel. We must try it. If it works, it will just prove what I always tell my students. You must get involved, for it is your world that needs to be saved, not the exclusive property of some experts or the powers that be. As Lois just demonstrated, you must never surrender your right to save your world.